The Do More AG Foundation shared some frightening statistics on the mental health of people in agriculture at a virtual workshop Wednesday. Depression, anxiety and stress affects more than 35% of farmers. The data indicates that 76% of farmers are susceptible to stress than the general population, according to Do More. Do More Ag Foundation creates support programs for farmers built by farmers, said Mona Cooley, workshop presenter. If it is so hard, why do we do it? Asked Cooley to the group gathered. Responses varied from proud of being a grower of food for the country to generational responsibility. Men in agriculture tend to have physical health challenges like high blood pressure, pain and tiredness. They are less likely to look for support options or reach out for that support. Women in agriculture are more often people who juggle between primary and secondary farmers while being primary caregivers for the children, elderly relations or outside of the farm work. The foundation talks about the stigma that farmers are very strong people who don't need help from anybody. The belief that farmers just keep on keeping on no matter how they feel is one many farming families live by. Farmers live with chronic stress more than the average person, which affects anxiety levels, feelings of depression, thinking or memory challenges, physical health issues, and potential relationship problems. There are healthy and unhealthy ways to cope with stress, according to the Do More Ag Foundation. The most serious situations can lead to burnout. Feeling helpless and hopeless, losing motivation to continue as per the workshop discussions. Signs to watch for include a person withdrawing from family or regular activities, and changes in sleep or eating patterns. Post-traumatic stress disorder can be experienced by farmers that have had an extreme traumatic stressor or ongoing abuse. Farmers are generous, caring people who love the land and their community. This caring nature can cause mental health stressors and push people to extremes in behaviors, including suicide. The workshop provided counsel on assessing suicide risk. Talking to a professional is always best. They recommend being here to listen when people want to talk about things that might be bothering them. Always be supportive and agreeable, showing empathy to how they feel, avoiding correcting or being negative, according to the Do More Ag Foundation. You can attend a Do More AG Foundation virtual workshop to learn more about helping yourself or helping others you may feel are struggling with mental health challenges. Everyone has mental health challenges during stressful times, and sometimes those feelings don't go away without help. There is support available. The Do More Ag Foundation website is https://www.domore.ag/. In Alberta, there is another organization, AGKNOW, the Alberta Farm Mental Health Network, and their website is www.agno.ca. The Alberta Mental Health Hotline number is 1-877-303-2642. The Rural Distress Line phone number is 1-800-232-7288.